And it's a great pleasure of mine to welcome all of you to the San Francisco Open Mic Poetry Podcast and TV show. My name is Stephen Coppell, your poet in motion, and I'm so glad to welcome, as a partner in poetic pleasures, my friend and poet, Marvin Heimster. Hi, Marvin.
Hello, Stephen. Happy to be here.
Great. Let me start with a piece, Corvair. Harbor Cove, round midnight. All evening, rum royales swallowed with a pirate swagger, smuggling hints of bravado into pockets of pants. Mine, that seemed to be a common trysting place for treasure-seeking hands, and later, when the bar was a boat on choppy seas, and I, the missing mate who kept falling off the unsteady stool, my legs failed to wrap around, and nearly when I passed out, nearly passing out and finding that my gall was stoned, why, yes, I realized sloshed I was. And when the bar turned tender and a voice yelled, "Bellies up," I dragged my rum-ragged bottom to the stern's gangplank, begging Buddy Alco haul my sorry ass home.
It is election year, and it's time for this poem called Frequent Suckers. In the second half, Aunt Heidi's online, hold the scrambled. In the second half, the 20th century, both serious scholars and shrink-wrapped nuts stubbornly insisted. Artistic and literary formats evolve through time, like the subtle sexy curve of a flea's knee. Excuse me. First known example of the ripe and ready one thought repetition poem is Freezing Dawn, and out of jerky, prehistoric dirt age. This pragmatic pink classic comes down to us through the reassuring glow of oral tradition. Title: Don't be swallowed. Make a face, make a face, make a face. My own humble contribution to this ageless genre. Title: No Show, No Kiss. Deepest Espresso Eyes Candidate. Didn't come to my fundraiser. Didn't come to my fundraiser. Didn't come to my fundraiser.
I'd like to read Flatware in Your Underwear. In Daryl's dream, a forklift left the motor pool overflowing with leaks, oil ready to spoil the tension services look forward to. Carving knife, reclining beside malicious slices, seek refuge in drawers, jockeys, tight-fitting, boxers, open easy, closing easy, reveal handle and blade, unafraid to expertly cut from turkey neck to turkey butt. How to serve tea for two, much less for 22, when spoons are few and far between the black and green, though bergamot was quietly taught to bestow essence on lips, on tongues, errant spoons dancing down then up, kick ladders, rungs, syncopate, practice serious routines on polished silver plate. In Daryl's dream, pipes do the directing.
This is a self-help poem titled How to Choose a Muse. My last muse ran off with a monosyllabic hottie from downtown Omaha, so I struggled on muse-less, knowing my Poe machine would break down very soon. A friend in the know suggested I try a police lineup. Just one visit jump-started her love life. For only $100 and a pair of safe-sex sunglasses, you can watch a parade of walk-in saints and super-literate sinners. One lineup guy with a stiletto goatee and a Bette Midler heart tattoo could inspire slant rhymes, eyes closed, but turned out he was allergic to epics and muffins, a dubious muse at best, so I opened myself up to any rhyme or any scheme. After hours of not even a shadow of a sonnet, I was about to leave the lineup, pick up an Elsa Lanchester DVD on the way home, and resign my Poe self to slow prose and coconut milk, when the celestial snare drums rolled and a pushy deus ex machina Talon Scout spotlight hit my perfect muse. Tutored in a yurt, ghost wrote for Gandhi's ghost. Loves a waffle breakfast, finished off at Oxford, grins a lot. My Poe machine has never felt better. Hums like sunrise licks the mountain. Never stops running, except for latte breaks and a tall drink, a sprig of fresh mint picked at sundown.
This has been Stephen Coppell and my partner,
Marvin Heimstra.
Yes, let me shake your hand, fellow poet. And we want to thank our director, John Rhodes. We'll sign off at this time and hope you tune in, watching and listening next time. So long for now.